Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. I'm Hampton, here with Corey. Over the last couple of days, we have talked about underrated leadership skills. We've talked about anticipation, clarity in chaos, the ability to ask great questions, versus always giving direction, and then vulnerability as well. And today, we're actually going to be talking about taking care of yourself, really resting and refueling. We talk a lot here about the order of operations when it comes to leadership, and it's what is it first? Deliver business results? No, it is lead me first, develop my team, deliver business results. And part of leading yourself first, I think leading yourself applies potentially even more outside of work than it does inside of work. There could be leaders out there, and there could be someone listening to this right now who has all of the brain power in the world. They know everything they need to know, but there's certain ways that they're not leading themselves, probably in the resting and refueling category. Corey, any thoughts on this subject?
Yeah. So, you know, I think we talk about that. If you're a burned out leader, if you're a passed out leader, then you're an ineffective leader. At the end of the day, you can't lead if you have nothing to give. And now we also talk about your job as a leader is to empty your cup. And if your cup is empty, then again, you have nothing to give. And so these are underrated leadership skills or underrated things that great leaders do, and they know how to dial it back. Or they have systems or rhythms in their life that allow them to refuel based on what gives them life so that they can come to work and they can give all that they have. They can die empty, but they have something to give people. And so we talk about rest. We talk about refueling. Like I'll share this with you, Hampton. I remember a few years ago, I was working at another company and we would keep track. And there were thousands of people in this company. And we would keep track of how much personal time off people would take. And it was like blow your mind on how much vacation or PTO or personal time off people were given that they didn't take. It was like a huge percentage. It's like people are not taking off. Why not? Why are people not taking off? You have personal time off so that you can go do the things that refuel you and give you rest so that you can come back energized and ready to go and you have something to give your team. And so some of you out there listening to this, the most important thing that you could do right now is go take some time off. Go take some time off, discover the things that give you life and go and do those things. And so it could be as simple as go and take a nap, go and get some sleep, go refuel and rest that way. But I think investing in and understanding that part of your life will make you a better leader. I know, Hampton, that you have some passions around this that you can unpack or something that you may do that gives you life that I know a lot of people as well, whenever they take care of themselves do. But what is that? Like, what would you encourage people to go and do when we talk about resting and refueling?
We could talk about a lot of things and we don't have enough time for that today. But again, I think that so much of this, in order to be the leader that your people deserve, a lot of leading yourself is what you're doing outside of work. So Corey said, take a nap. Well, you might say, well, I don't have time. So maybe you don't have time to take a nap, but maybe go to bed earlier. And you might say, well, I can't. Okay, well then let's look at the brutal facts. Let's look at our screen time. let's look at what we're watching on Netflix. Like that, these are, and again, I'm not trying to be hard on anyone. I have to do this with myself. When you're laying in bed at night, maybe don't scroll on your phone. That affects your sleep. It makes it way worse. When you wake up in the morning, instead of stumbling to the coffee pot, drink some water. Try to wait an hour before you drink coffee. I'm not going to give you the science behind that. Message me on LinkedIn and I will later. But you don't have to be super intense in the gym or be like a big marathon runner. I like a lot of that stuff, but I think that just getting outside and getting sunlight and trying to move can go such a long way. I have a couple of friends that are in like the fitness coaching world and they hear all the time, I don't have time. I have kids. I'm really busy with work. And one of my buddies talks about the power of like between meetings, taking a 5-minute walk, a 3-minute walk that compounds. If you do that 4 or 5 times a day, I see Corey do that. His calendar is probably busier than most people listening to this podcast. And I'll see him walk outside and take a quick lap real quick. It's just knowing what really gives you energy and life. And a lot of times, I think it's simpler than we think. I think it's some level of sunlight, some level of movement, plenty of water, good sleep, not eating completely processed foods. And no, this isn't a fitness podcast, although I am passionate about that stuff. So I could go on and on about this. I've never done this before, but if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I want to learn more about this stuff, just like connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a message because I want to talk to you about this because this is something that I think is very underrated as leaders. And we know that we need to take care of ourselves if we want to take care of other people. And a lot of that, more than we think, comes down to the physical side of things. You could be smarter than anyone. You could know more than anyone about the business of what you do. But if you're not fueling your body, if you're not getting enough rest, then over time, that's really going to end up affecting you as a leader. So hopefully this was an encouraging challenge today. We believe in you, and I'm excited to see who messages me.